Okay.
Call this meeting to order. Our SHAC committee for May 5th, 2026, 3 o'clock. We have no visitors, no public comments. So, you know, the last time we had a meeting, we talked about the wellness policy and we were gonna talk about changing it or making some changes to it. And Ms. Adams went to a workshop yesterday and that's what they talked about was the wellness policy, some of the changes and everything. So I will let her talk about what they went over. One thing she did discuss with me this morning was a good one. I think it's gonna be a good change. Not really a change, but an addition to the wellness policy. So the floor is yours, ma'am.
All right, so welcome everybody. I did have a training yesterday and what I really liked about it, that it was actually with the ladies that oversee the program of the local wellness policy for the entire state of Texas. So being that we just got done with our administrative review at the beginning of the year, our local wellness policy didn't have much that we needed to change or add or anything. But I was talking to Mr. McLaren this morning and there were nurses from other districts that came in from like Waco, Eagle Pass was here, just several other districts. And one thing that they commented on, suggested that we could add to our policy, it had to do with like the energy drinks. And they said they saw a lot of issues, especially the nurses, where like we had students walk in with energy drinks and then by like first, second period, they were coming in to see them, like, can you check my heart rate? You know, I feel it beating faster. So I told Mr. McLaren and, you know, y'all would like to take it into consideration and we can add it into our policy and ban energy drinks for all students. So I don't know if that's something that y'all would like. So that was one. And then that was one of the major ones that I liked. And then they just said if we could like just the local wellness policy, really its main thing is to have kids healthy. Like, you know, we want to keep them active and stuff like that. So just different districts had like different ideas, like doing healthy fundraisers, healthy celebrations, like rather than rewarding with candy or something like that. Districts had like where they had like a neon run or neon walk, or they had something where they would get rewarded like a neon bracelet or a neon, just something. And the more they had, they were rewarded, you know, with something, but not like a sweet snack or some, just something healthy or just, you know, so. That was just an idea.
I think they would prefer a homework pass over a bracelet. Well, you know what I mean?
But the more they add, though.
Yeah.
Like, they would collect those, and then the more they had, they could, you know, like, here's a homework pass. Or
yeah.
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 That's good.
And that was really, really it. So our policy was good. We do have to meet four times within the year, so it's not the school year. So this is our second meeting for 2026. So we would still have two more for the 2026 year. And then so I was talking to Mr. McLaren and see if we can schedule two more, at least like one in August, one September, and then come November we can start for the, or after the new year, start for the 2027. And then we do have to present to our school board at least once a year.
Yeah, when we do this, don't we have to?
Well, if we add the policy, we do. Then that would be a good time to present it to the board, and that would be our 1 year. And then we would just have to add authorship to our wellness policy. Like, who wrote it? Do we know?
Who wrote it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure I copied it from another school.
So we would just have to add authorship, the, their name.
So basically just sign the whole.
The name and then.
The show check.
Yes.
People would sign it. Okay, that would be easy to do.
The rewards you're talking about, is that something that would have to be added to or just something to consider as?
We can implement a plan. So we would have an objective, like our objective would be to reward students, let's say like you mentioned the homework pass. So that would be the objective and then just add like what we're gonna do towards that.
And that has to be part of this?
It doesn't have to be part of that. We would add it separate because it's our plan. And then it would just be like in another different, but it wouldn't be part of this. Like it wouldn't have to be added. It would just be the, our plan. And that can be added as you go. Like you can add one per year and then just keep adding as we go and start adding more. I also talked to Mr. McLaren this morning and I told him that there's a lot of like the high school kids that aren't involved in FFA. They aren't in athletics, so they have extra time. And I was talking to him and I was thinking maybe like if we could get like a little garden going on, like for the little ones, then they could go like to elementary and present them like, look, this is where, you know, our vegetables, fruits, we grow them. And I think it would just be good for them to work together with the little ones. That way, get them more involved. And that way they can try like, hey, this is fun. Let's try new veggies. Let's try new fruits and stuff like that. And then we can also do like taste testers, even with the parents, inviting parents to come in. Because I know sometimes students will go home and they're like, oh, well, we're not getting enough food at school or we're still hungry. But we want parents to know like what our part in the, you know, in the kitchen, what we're feeding our kids and what we want to add more. And that way they know and they can get a taste test of what we, new products, new food that we want to bring in. And that way it's just more involvement for parents, the community, the students, and it gives us also like, okay, well, our students really like this, or let's just try this and see what else. I don't know if that's something y'all would.
I love the garden idea.
Mm-hmm. Especially if they're outside getting some sunshine. Mm-hmm. Kids these days don't get any sunshine. Mm-hmm. They're inside on their phones.
And that's another thing that one of the ladies said, you know, the thing is sunshine to get kids active. I mean, just they're having too much screen time. So,
well, that's something they might carry home that they want to do their own garden at home.
Yes.
Well, too, I think too. If you, I mean, you, they raise it and then y'all cook it in the cafeteria.
And they
they'll
let
take,
them know.
Really,
you know?
Right. I think they'll maybe
be more willing to try
something. Mm-hmm. I mean, besides.
Because I think there was one year you did.
I did.
You handed out seeds.
Yes.
For them to take care of over the summer, and I think you only had one student.
One student.
Yeah, she brought hers back. So
pictures of you know,
just the whole process of it.
I'm trying to see where we would add that deal about the energy drinks. I don't know what we would add that, unless it's.
Well, we can put, we can add that as one of our plans. The objective is to.
So is the topic to not have energy drinks available to our kids?
Well,
we'll not let them bring them. We don't offer them.
We wouldn't be allowed to ban them.
Don't let them bring them.
We could potentially put that where it says what we are offering our kids as far as meals and snacks. We can put what we are not allowing our XYZ.
Well,
energy drinks, energy supplements.
They don't have access to them here at school. So they're bringing them from home. So that's what we want to stop.
Just ban it.
Yeah. Because I was telling them before you got here, there were nurses from other districts. And that had been an issue. Like students were drinking the energy drinks and then by like first, second period, they were going to them because their heart rate was too high.
I was thinking that.
Like, is that currently something y'all see a lot? energy drinks?
Energy drinks, yes. We don't have kids come to the office.
Right.
But they're poorly, but oh, yeah.
I mean, there's been lots of kids who have
but
had,
we don't, we're not,
not
selling
here,
them,
but
bring
you've
them.
Heard of
right.
adverse effects
yeah.
for athletic, you know,
right.
in athletics or things like
but
that.
But we have kids
so.
Come in with like a big monster first
mm-hmm.
thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. From home.
I guess we can just add it somewhere.
You know,
I think
it would
nutrition
be a nutrition promotion.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what I thought.
To
yeah.
ban
yeah.
them.
Nutrition.
We're going to
yeah.
promote mm-hmm. something good. So, no energy.
Where did you
drinks.
See that? What page is that?
Six.
Six.
Could you add it to, or something in the education too? Is there something we could bring in?
Yeah, nutrition education.
That
mm-hmm.
shows
and
what happens, what it does.
One of my plans, and I don't have it all together yet, is to have like certain focuses for each month throughout the school year for like elementary, like hygiene mm-hmm. early on in the year, dental health, you know, heart health, like all
mm-hmm.
the different awarenesses and have like little time, what maybe once a month where I go in and talk about that focus. And so I'm going to try to have some things that I could add, you know, energy drinks
mm-hmm.
into the nutrition one or whatever.
Yeah.
And maybe also have some physical challenges like walking challenges or, you know,
mm-hmm.
whatever, exercising, any type of exercise or something like that that they can do. So that's something I wrote down, some healthy initiatives. But my goal is to have some sort of educational health thing to focus
okay.
on each month.
And we can add that, and like I said, you know, they mentioned you can just add your objectives and then like what's your goal and then work from there. And I mean, we can work on that, you know, together and whatever. And then like you said, do like different things for the different months. They also mentioned like for dental care, they said you can get like a group of students, because we are supposed to have students on the shack as well.
Mm-hmm.
That way we get their opinion, you know, on.
Well, see, that's because when I looked it up, it said they could be on there, but they didn't have to be.
Yeah, they suggested that we do
well,
have.
I understand.
Students,
I think it's a good idea.
And we could have like a dentist come in.
Well,
and
I've
talk
already
to
been
them
in contact with
okay.
a dentist.
Uh-huh.
I just need to get all our paperwork filled out.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually will even do, I mean, we'd have to talk about it and
mm-hmm.
see how parents feel. But I did actually contact the dentist today and talk to him personally. But he has some like the parent permission slips and information, but they go to Region 16 and 17
mm-hmm.
schools. And they will actually even do like a dental exam here.
Mm-hmm.
He'll bring a hygienist and do a dental exam, sealants for some students. I mean, parents would have to opt in. And he can do the fluoride treatment,
okay.
just the varnish.
Mm-hmm.
But also there's an educational piece to it. So he'll come and give just education to the
mm-hmm.
classes. So I had talked to Ms. Thurwanger about that. And we just need to fill out some paperwork. And it's free. It's free
yeah.
to all students, and it's free to the school. It just services Region 16.
A lot of one of the other districts, what they did, and I thought it was pretty neat, like they said on the days that they had, like let's say that elementary was having a program, like, you know, parents are going to be here. Why not like have them go somewhere else, like to the cafeteria or something, and then you have like a community health, like a health care thing, and you know, just have like your blood pressure check and all that. But kids, you're being a role model to the children. So that way they know, okay, you know, my parents are taking care, like, let's do that, you know, like make it a family thing. So that was also a neat idea. I thought would be pretty neat if we could
kind of like a
that
health fair.
Yes, like a so that's what
maybe your CNA.
Well, I had already thought about like vital signs, yeah, for the CNA when we do that section. Have I didn't know
staff,
about asking,
yeah.
yeah, at least staff members or other students if they wanted, you know, their vitals taken or whatever.
We'll see. Okay, so things that we would changes to the wellness policy would be banning
the energy drinks
for kids, and then healthier snacks for
mm-hmm.
students, and then I don't know if having a garden for the students, I don't know if that needs to be in our policy, or is that just...
I wouldn't put it in the policy unless you're for sure going to follow through with it for a long period of time. Yeah. Like if it fizzles out or if we don't...
I mean, I think it's something we could do.
Yeah, not that I'm X-naying it. I just wouldn't add it to the policy unless it's... Yeah, if it's not something...
We have to try it out and see, yes.
Because everything in here is something you're going to have to do every day, no matter what.
Which, I mean, you know, banning the energy drinks and getting healthier snacks for students, we can do that. Okay. Anybody else have any other thing that like to add to our wellness policy? Okay, so we'll add those two things, the energy drinks and healthier snacks, and I'll get with Ms. Adams and we'll try to figure out where we want to put that. Unless y'all have any suggestions where we put it. Under what? So there's one on page 5 that talks about water. I mean, you could put something underneath there about it. And about the energy drinks. And we do have something. I mean, we got smart snacks aimed to improve student health and well-being. Mm-hmm. Increase of healthful food.
I think it could go like somewhere under the competitive foods and beverages.
Yeah.
That's what I thought, the competitive foods.
But that's not, we don't sell the energy drinks, so that's the thing.
Yeah. But we could put like a title and then add it under.
Energy drinks and just put, and we'll have to put it in the student handbook.
Yes.
So. Well, I need somebody to make a motion to approve those changes or additions.
I'll make a motion, or I'll second, whichever.
Who did first? Okay. Who seconded it? Okay.
I mean, you could just add to a second bullet right here. This is ensuring 100% of foods and beverages promoted to students meet the USDA Smart Snacks and School Nutrition Standards. We're going to ban energy drinks for our Klondike ISD. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Where'd you see that on page 6?
On page 6.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. All in favor of the additions or changes to the wellness policy? All opposed? How many is there? Is it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11? 11 zip. Okay, next is questions or comments. Anybody have any questions or anything? Comments? Suggestions?
I guess my only comment would be if you have something specific, like maybe a family illness or something in your family that you want to bring awareness to, or you have ideas for things to be a focus, let me know. I'm trying to get together some sort of like calendar for the whole year, and then I would not only hear but send out like a s'more like Danielle does about whatever health focus for that month is. Probably won't do one weekly. I don't know if there'll be that much to share, but just monthly, and then information about that. So if y'all have any ideas, you can send them my way.
Well, with the warmer months, we could stress the importance of sunscreen, SPF, skin cancer risks.
Yeah, I'm probably going to start at home next year, but good thought.
Well, but going but it's in, summer. It'll still be in August.
It's until hot till
December.
Now, the next meeting, like you talked about having it in August, I mean, we can get a date, but it's a long ways off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
things are going to change. So, I mean, we can leave it. We can make one, and then whoever takes my job will. I mean, if that doesn't work for them, then they can change it, but. I mean, when does school start? August 10th?
Yeah.
We're here August 3rd.
Yeah.
I think it is the 10th.
Well, do y'all want to do that or do you want to wait?
Well, I was thinking if we do it now, it's going to be changed.
Planning around.
I mean, school's first day of school's August 10th, right? Mm-hmm.
Does it have to be in the school year?
No, it's just
no, it has to be for a year. So, I mean, we can do it that first week of school, or that's sometimes it's pretty busy.
I would say maybe later on in August, give us a couple weeks to get our feet.
Well,
wet
we can even have one
in going.
Like in September.
Yeah.
After the Labor Day holiday. September.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can do the next one if everyone's okay, like after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, before the break. Mm-hmm.
So you want to shoot for September the 1st? I mean, that'd be an easy date to remember. That's not Labor Day, because Labor Day is the next. That's September 1st on a Tuesday.
I'll just put it on here for 3 p.m. on the school calendar. And then at least it's on there.
September 1st, 2026 at 3 o'clock. Well, if that's all, I do want to thank, first of all, I want to thank all of y'all for being here and being a part of this committee. We used not to have to do this, but legislature says we have to now. So and I appreciate y'all doing it. And I'm sorry I'm got it all together and then bailing out, but, you know. It's
okay. No, you're not.
Me and Miss Skiles used to give each other a hard time.
Yeah.
All
I
the
know
time.
You've missed that.
Yes, I have. But I just need a motion to adjourn and a second. Let me make that motion. Okay, and second. All in favor? Thank y'all. Appreciate it. And you got time to go get your kids now.